Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
You know what, John? Your book on sovereignty. This is a chapter from your book on the sovereign touch.
These are the two chapters you're pulling from here.
And in order to understand the judgment that comes on reviling, you have to know that God is sovereign and He is in charge.
Right.
And if there is a authority that's abusing, we can cry out for that, but we can't take matters in our own hands.
Mm.
This is frightening because it means the progress of a man's spiritual life is halted when reviling is present. I have heard many people curse the various administrations of our government. I wish those involved were small in number, but the mentality and action of cursing seems to be infecting the masses. Wow, that is true, Bill.
It is, isn't it?
At big speed.
Yeah, sure enough.
Very, very fast taking over. Look at the rioters, protests, and protesters, and even witches who are casting spells on people in governments. Are they not cursing our delegated authority? Just because you do not join them on a particular day, speaking of rioters, does not mean you did not curse the authority God appointed. Jesus, have mercy on us. Remind believers to be subject to rulers and authorities, to be obedient and ready for every good work, to malign no one, to be peaceable and gentle, showing full consideration to everyone. Titus 3:1-2. If we would live under that attitude, on the contrast, God would bless, wouldn't He, John?
That's what we're robbing ourselves from. We're robbing ourselves the blessing and the experience of God. And that's why Satan's the winner in it, because you're literally taking the blessings and we're throwing them away. We're literally throwing them away by doing this. And God sets up our delegated authority in an order to bless us. And no, some of it doesn't look like blessing. Some of it's, you know, why is that? But it's the truth.
We don't even know what we miss.
That's the problem.
About rebellion.
Right. That is the problem.
But if we would abide by it, we would see that God would protect.
Right.
Supply and bless.
Well, you're getting underneath His lordship at that point, and there's no way that you can be under His lordship and not be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
And these people... Again, it's not something that I can cast away and point. I've done it. I've done it. We've all done it.
Yes.
There's not one of us that has not done this. In different degrees, I've never gone out and rioted, but I've certainly reviled authority. I've certainly spoke against authority that God has placed in my life. And I've borne consequences for doing that. I have literally borne the consequences. It has been painful. And it's supposed to be because you're resisting God. And when you resist God, it's painful. Because He's trying to say, don't eat the poison, don't eat the poison. And you're like continually trying to shove it in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes He's got to smack it out of your hand so that you know, oh, okay, well, I guess I'm not supposed to eat poison. But unfortunately, there's a lot of people ingesting it, and it just seems we're up in a...
It's an epidemic of rebellion.
That's the true pandemic right now. It's not Corona. Corona is not the pandemic. The pandemic is rebellion.
And violence.
And violence and reviling authority and resistance to God as God. Mm-hmm. That is the pandemic.
I'm thinking of something in my life. And I will tell it. I was passing a bookstore and I saw several years ago a biography of a president that I did not approve of. And I sneered at the book and thought, what does he have to say? And the Lord struck me and said, whether you like it or not, I put him in this place as president, and you will respect the office of authority. Yes, sir. Sorry.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, even political leaders that you don't particularly like that are going against even our Christian values.
And John, you wrote a post yesterday that we need to do a podcast about, and because it brought tears to me and it shamed me, because you talked about praying governmental leaders into Christ.
Right.
And several of us who read it went, oh, my goodness.
Well, I mean, you know, if I wanted to cast down and knock out of position everybody who is evil, there would be nobody, because we're all evil. Mm-hmm. We're all awful. Mm-hmm. And so I basically talk about let's pray the blinding light of Paul's, you know, the Paul blinding light.
Oh, yes, it's brilliant. You refer to Paul's. Oh, he was a criminal. He was
a
horrible.
Murderer.
And
not even an active one. He was kind of a passive one who he just held the coats for someone else to do it so that he would get the benefit of them dying but didn't have to dirty his own hands. How repulsive is that?
Mm-hmm. And he was a miracle.
God arrested him in the way.
Yes. And what is the date of that post? Wasn't it 2 days ago?
It's July 9th. It was July 9th. And the post is called "Call Down Fire to Destroy Them." And it's really good. I needed it. I don't write these things because I'm telling. I'm writing these things because they're revelation for me. And
you're confessing.
And I'm confessing.
Most of the time you're confessing.
And I need them. I need this is the revelations that God has given me in how I need to walk it out.
With him. On his terms.
Yes. And it's not like I'm pointing the finger. So, yeah, I'm real excited. Look at the Apostle Paul. Once Saul, he had a taste for blood and was systematically eradicating the church. And I give the scripture. He even went so far as to oversee murders of those who with values he deemed counter to his worldview. This was one bad dude, a believer to the core in what he believed. But God had a different plan for this deluded religious zealot. There would be a throwdown, but into a blinding light. And that's, yes, I want throwdowns. I want throwdowns. But if we can do throwdowns into blinding light, wouldn't it be better that we have people in those places and we beg the Father to bring the blinding light of revelation, mm-hmm. that he would save them.
Yes.
And
as Christians, that's the attitude we ought to have. They're not saved. They're not born again, or they don't look it.
Right.
And
their hard attitude, you know, you can't support some of the things they support and be in line with God. There's just no way.
You know, John, I'm thinking about, and I have this thought so often, there's nothing God shows me, teaches me, reveals to me that isn't for others. What we write, we are commissioned to feed the sheep, right. Tend the sheep.
Right.
And so I don't consider that it's at all given to me for my exaltation or pleasure or any of that. It is. And this, see, their prayers, the reason we need your prayers is that what we are doing is for you.
Right.
And hopefully it will be a blessing for you from the Lord through us.
Well, this is the thing. It's not for self-aggrandizement because of the fact that, you know, if it was for that, I would just take the revelation, go live it out, and be rich. But that's not. Mm-hmm. He's saying, I want you to birth it out. I want you to put it in this format and get it out there so that others mm-hmm. are impacted by this. Because really, it would be a lot easier for me just to go live this revelation. This has been a revelation, and your bridal revelation. These are revelations that have been developed and worked into our lives for years
and years. And we've paid the price
yes, absolutely.
To see it far more than we're even hinting at.
Absolutely. And so, you know, it would be easier just to go take the booty and run,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I got the riches. I got the bag. Let's go. but that's not what he wanted to do. He wants to bring it out there.
From generation to generation. So
you got The Sovereign Touch, and then you got the Great Exchange. Both of these books they're huge revelations,
mm-hmm.
dynamic.
They solve many dilemmas of the human journey.
And they solved mine.
Mm-hmm. And see, these are available on Kindle.
Sovereign Touch is. The Great Exchange is not.
It's not. Okay, that's right.
Yeah, that is my goal.
And if we could ask for prayer, this is what...
He said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Yeah.
And we found that to be true. The workers are few. So one thing we need in prayer is the workers. We need workers.
We do. We really do.
And we
do.
Have some special, very precious ones. And but we need more.
We do.
Workers.
We need more people because, you know, ask the Lord of the harvest. This is what he says. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. And we need workers to go out into
the harvest field. Yeah.
And, I mean, we've got fruit here, but, you know, fruit dies if it just sits on the vine.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, and we're incredibly grateful for people that read what we write and consider that it affects their life with Christ. Many people have been with us for years and years.
Right.
And they're just dear to us.
If this current climate and temperature of our culture isn't upping the ante of the necessity and our requirement for God, I don't know what will, you know? It's getting worse. It's getting worse. It's getting bad. It's getting, you know, awful. And I feel like it's for increase of hunger and necessity.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At Shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.